quickly move for those who still need seats. Please keep your hands raised just for a moment longer. There's some people looking for seats. Hey, Johan. If ever you do public speaking, what helps for me is I don't look at the crowd. But it's nice to see some familiar faces. Oh, Esther is ook hier. Anyway, you are all most welcome. What an amazing day in history. The day the Savior was born. The Messiah came, finally, to save us all. So that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. And this is the day that we celebrate. The day we met Jesus. I don't know if you still remember that very first day when you responded to Jesus. When you heard the good news and you responded. What a glorious day. It's the reason why Christ died, is for those days. We are His legacy. The reason He came, bled and died. Heaven rejoices over those who respond to this great salvation offered by grace. You are God's legacy and His joy. And I want to encourage you on this day to reflect, and I want us to reflect on the day Jesus was born and shepherds heard the good news the first time. And we're just going to spend some time reflecting on the shepherd's perspective of this great day. And I want us to start off by reading Luke chapter 2 from verse 8. It's a very well-known portion of Scripture. And I want us just to reflect on that as we do. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, laying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen Him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in their heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. What an amazing account of the announcement made that the Christ, the Savior, was born. How amazing it must have been to be one of those shepherds in the field. What an amazing sight to see an angel appear in His glory, and then all of a sudden have heaven open and all of heaven's hosts starts to sing and worship God together. What an amazing view. What a privilege. What an honor to be able to be a witness of the announcement, the launch of the birth of Jesus Christ. What an amazing testimony. How would you respond if you were there that day? This morning, I want us to reflect on what happened, and especially from the shepherd's perspective. Here in verse 8, in the beginning, we read, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them." And they were terrified. You know, the God that we serve, it's always when I read the account of Jesus' birth, I'm always amazed at the character of the God that we serve. This is a humble God. All-powerful, eternal, full of glory, yet humble. And it's so amazing how God is so different to the world that we live in and the way the world thinks. God launches the greatest day in history, revealing himself not to the rich, the famous, to the noble. God chooses to reveal himself to the insignificant, the shepherds. They were the least in society. They are the ones that often missed out all the fun and the parties that happens because they're out in the field. Remember David, when the prophet came to anoint the future king and the father brought all the sons? There was one missing. It was the little one, the insignificant one, the youngest. He's not here today. We didn't let him know about the prophet. He's in the field, taking care of the sheep. Amazing how God reveals himself to the insignificant in this world. God chose to announce his plan, the birth of his son, not to the wise, the noble, or the rich, but to the insignificant, the no ones. What an honor. Imagine you could say this: God revealed the birth of his son to me on the day he was born. Imagine the honor and the privilege. Who were these guys? Insignificantly insignificant. Why did God choose them? You know what made them significant? God chose them just like he did you. God chose to reveal himself to them. That made them significant. Just like you. Out of all the world, we would not have enough place. But yet you are here. Who are you? Insignificantly insignificant. And yet God chose to reveal himself to you. And you responded. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26 we read, "For you see your calling, brethren, not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things that are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom of God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord." How beautiful that is. It fit in with Sunday's message. That the reason we live, the reason we exist, the meaning and the purpose of life is to glorify God. And therefore we've been saved by grace and not by works, lest any man should boast. Because it's God who saves and not man. And here we are. I am insignificantly insignificant, and so are the most of us here today. Not many of us here are wise, mighty, or noble. Yet here we are, 2,000 years later, being declared again the glory of God the day the Messiah, the Christ, was born. Through the foolishness of preaching, yet declare to us again what God has done. The glory of God, Christ the Savior, is born. This makes you and me significant. From the youngest to the oldest, God revealed Himself to you and I, and we responded. That is the only thing in eternity that makes us significant. God has chosen and you have responded. That makes you significant. In verse 10, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And again today, we are reminded, we are declared to the foolishness of preaching, that this Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that has come to save you and my life and reconcile us to God and give us eternal life. How would you respond? Good news. Jesus the Savior, the Christ, is born. Great joy because He's come to save you and me and give us peace with love. He came to save us and give us peace. We've been sharing around this concept of peace in Hebrew. It literally means to be safe. God has come to give us peace, to be safe with Him. The relationship has been restored. Our sin and guilt has been paid for. We no longer need to fear His judgment. We are now safe with Him. He's come to give us peace and joy. You are precious, honored and loved by God. We shared on this Sunday. This is the only thing that makes you significant. God has saved your life and paid a great price for it. This is the only thing that makes you significant. I want to ask the children a favor. Who of you are children in the primary school? And below can also come, but I want children, real children. We go to high school, you think you're adults. So you know, that's what happens if you think you're grown up. You sometimes miss out on things. But for the children, I want to ask you something. I want you to trust me. Who are the children here in primary school? I want to ask you to do something. I want you to trust me. I have something for you. I've got good news that will cause great joy. But I want you to trust me and I want you to respond to an invitation to receive great joy. But you must come forward to do that. Do you trust me? If you trust me, you can come forward. It's good news. It's great joy. But you must trust me. You must trust me. Okay, maybe you should just stand here in front first. Come, I'm all your honor. Come here in the front. Good news that will cause you great joy. If you trust me. Okay, I'm going to ask you to take one each. One each. But you are significant. You may be seen by others as the least here today, but you are significant. Thank you so much for coming. God loves you so much. Jesus says, your angels is around God's throne day and night. You have your own angels that is around God's throne to remind Him of you every day. You are precious in His sight. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. And if you trust Him and follow Him, you will find great peace and joy in life. So I want to encourage you to always trust God and always follow Him. But for today, I have good news. I have a present for you. And you can have one each. Okay? And you must now, all of you, take one. Come. Take one. Just one. Put your hand. There's lots. There's enough. Don't rush. There's one for everyone. There we go. Cake butter's down there. Just one. Yeah. Just one. Unfortunately, they're not all the same. So some has picky hands, but you're most welcome. You're special. You may choose whatever you want. Just take one and go back to your seat, to your family. Take one. Take one. There we go. Is jy laaste? Jy kan twee kry wanneer jy is laaste. Because the kingdom works that way. Those who are last will be first. It's just how it works. Nou, kan sy ouers net sy hulle hande opsteek? Daar is jou mama, daai kant. Ah, sy. No one else got it. Only those who were called and responded. Verse 12, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests. One angel to bring the good news. A heavenly host to respond. One angel to bring the news. It requires all of heaven to respond. How will we respond to this good news? Glory to God and peace on earth. Heaven responds, and so should we. Verse 15, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's do something. Let's do something with this good news. Let's go. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. We have been told many things more. They are just the way we heard them. What will we do with what we have been told about this Jesus? We receive the same gift from God, a Savior from God. How shall we respond? Kids, I want to ask you something again. Do you trust me? Do you trust me, kids? I want you to watch me carefully. I want you to take your chocolate. And I want you to open it slowly. Yum, yum. And then I want you to break off the top two blocks. Wait, wait, wait. Don't eat it. I want you to take one of the two, yeah? And then I want you to give one to your mother and one to your father and your brother. All your family that's here today, give them one little block. Your mom and your dad. Let's start with your mom and your dad. Let's do that. Your mom and your dad, if just your mom or just your dad is here, they can have two. Because that's just how the kingdom works. So give one to your mom, one to your dad. Have you done that? The rest. But before we go to the rest. What does your mom and dad look like? Mom and dad, you can have it. You can eat it. I see you're already eating it. You know what to do with it. Okay, you can also have one block. You can also eat a block. How does your mom and dad look? Do they look happy? Yeah, they look happy. With great joy, they went about... let me also share in that joy. This is good. Oh, old-fashioned Cadbury's now. Everybody that received what was shared was filled with great joy. And I want to encourage you, we have good news. Those who receive it will have good joy. They'll have great joy. Now some, they won't want to eat the chocolate. It's okay. They don't know what they're missing. Have a wortel. It's not the same. This is good stuff, man. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd had said to them. Let us consider to do the same this Christmas day. As we worship God for what he has done for us, let us also be mindful that he asked us to share it with others. As we're together with family and friends, let's love them. But let's also share what God has done for us, because each and every one of us has a testimony of what God has done for us. And in sharing with others, those who receive your testimony, those who receive the good news, those who receive Christ will be filled with great joy. And I want to thank every kid that shared. Thank you for trusting me. The rest is yours. You must just check when you're allowed to eat it. But for everybody that shared, I have something more. So all the kids that did share, quickly come forward. I have something to say thank you. Because God just keeps on blessing us as we do what he says, and we follow him and we trust him. Even though it costs us something at times to share what we have, God is just amazing. He says, but if you do what I say, I will bless you more. So for everybody that did share, parents, check. If they did share, you can have another one of these. There we go. Just to say thank you. Sorry for all the parents I'm offending who don't like sugar. But it is Christmas, you know. Just one. Thank you, Sean, for the fizzers. There we go. You may take one for your friend. It's a pleasure. There you go. It's a pleasure. You know, life with God is very similar. He gives us a lot and he asks us to share some, and as we do, he blesses us more. And so there's always an abundance, even for the little one.
Ooh, hierdie seun was baie slim. Hy weet hoe werk die koninkryk. Jy kan twee kry.
Ja. Slim seun. Ja. Verse 20. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. Can we do the same? Living for God's glory, sharing with others, and glorifying and praising God all the way in all that we do, that He may receive all the glory and all the honor. So in conclusion, for us and unto us was born a Savior who gave His life for us, that we may be reconciled to God, that whosoever believes in Him may not perish, but have everlasting life. That we can live a life for Him and spread the good news about this great gift given to us. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your mercy. Your mercy on us, giving us what we do not deserve. You gave us grace. You gave us grace because You are love, You are humble, You are patient, You are merciful, You are gracious. Lord, thank You for giving us Jesus, in which we have found great peace and joy. Lord, I pray today that we all will consider this invitation the angel made, the heavenly hosts, and 2,000 years later, still an invitation. An invitation to accept You, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to bow our knee, confess our sins, and be saved, be redeemed, be lifted up, be adopted, receive Your Spirit in a place. A place where we belong. A home, a family, a father, a legacy, an inheritance waiting for us. Purpose, destiny, and peace. And Lord, this morning, I want to give an opportunity for those who haven't yet responded to this good news to respond today and say, yes, God, I hear Your invitation. Today I choose to accept You and follow You. Here is my life. I give it to You. If all the eyes are closed and you are here and you want to give your life to God, it was on this day that your Savior was born, so that you may have peace and find great joy. And if you've never responded, today is your day to do so today. So if you want to, I want to ask you to raise your hand. If you want to accept Christ today, just where you are, where all the eyes are closed, just respond to Him by raising your hand. Say, God, here I am. Thank You for those hands coming up. I'm going to give you a moment. You can just put it up high and then you can drop it again. It's between you and the Lord. As a response, say, God, here I am. I want to give You my life, Lord. I want to follow You, Lord. I thank You, God, for each and every hand that has been raised, Lord. I thank You for those who are responding for the first time, and for the children, Lord, because to them is the kingdom, and their parents, Lord, the legacy that they will leave, Lord. I pray for each and every person, Lord, that is responding, Lord. I pray, Holy Spirit, right now that You will come and fill their hearts, seal their fate and their destiny as they come before You. And I want to ask us all to pray together a simple prayer as we verbalize our commitment to follow Jesus and to respond to God's grace. Father God, I thank You for Your mercy on me, a sinner, for giving Your Son to save my soul. Thank You for taking my sin and placing it on him and punishing him so that I may be free. Thank you for your forgiveness. Lord, today I choose to follow you. I choose to glorify you with everything that I do. Today I'm yours and you are mine. Thank you for this grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us continue this day and this week praising and glorifying God. And we're going to end with a song. Let's end with a song and praising and glorifying God as we go into this day. And may God bless you. I'll pray for us as we finish the song. Let's just stand. Let's praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's sing together. Oh, come.
Oh, come. Let us adore Him. Come. Let us adore.
Of who He is. May God open the eyes of your understanding. May you know the hope of your calling, the riches of your inheritance, and the exceeding greatness of His power within you. The same power that raised Christ from the dead now lives in you. May God bless you as you go and praise Him and worship Him and live for His glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming. May God bless you. And if you're on holiday, rest well.